Blog Talk Radio.
Better place than right here. My brother Joe. Joe, you give me the cue.
Yeah?
Joe Nelly. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
That was Gino Vannelli and Joe Vannelli, the brothers. And the name of the song was Brother to Brother. This is Getting It Done. And once again, I'm your host, Walter Dean. Some people call me Doc. Some people call me Doc Man. Some people call me just plain Professor. In any event, that was the beginning of our show for today. We have spent a little time trying to put together a show that might be interrupted from time to time by other people or by just commercials that might reappear or appear on the face of our planet. But there's some groups that I'd like to introduce you to, and one is called 4Play. And 4Play, this is them playing live in Cape Town. Thank you. Yeah, that was foreplay. So you heard two groups. The problem with a group, when you listen to a group, they take up so much time because they have to go out of their way to try to make sure that everybody in the group has an opportunity to be heard in accomplishing what it is that they're accomplishing. So you heard Gino Vannelli and his brother, Joe, and here you hear foreplay. Foreplay was exciting, and that was recorded back in 2009. And on that, Rob Lowe, who was alive at the time, who later on passed on, the name of the song was called Chant. And Nathan East is playing the bass, and Bob James on the piano, but most importantly, Rob Lowe seemed in rare form playing his guitar, electric guitar, and he was on it. So I'm kind of quite sure that you got a big kick out of that as much as I did. I'm going to switch off a little bit now, and we're going to look at a young lady who started playing the piano when she was 4 years old. Her name is Emily Baer, and this is not so long ago, actually recorded February the 20th, 2019. Young lady.
It's Emily Baer.
Only 15 years old. On the piano.
Please be
Emily Bear with Esther Arada singing Could It Be with the World's Doctors Orchestra. What's so remarkable about Emily Bear is you might find sort of refreshing. The young lady was discovered by none other than Quincy Jones. And of course, Quincy is remarkable. When he finds talent, he knows precisely what to do with the talent when he finds it. Remarkable in the sense that he discovered this young lady when she was like 7 or 8 years old. I found her to be extremely provocative in terms of her knowledge and her ability to project. And now at age 15, going on 16, she typifies what a person can do when they put their mind to doing it. Let's listen to some old stuff. I'm quite sure you might be interested in some Christmas music. And I chose to start off with some Christmas music today by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. Both are no longer with us. Everybody else that I played so far today are still here except for the guitar player for Four Plays. But let's go on to Natalie Cole and...
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, just frost nipping at your nose, your child's kept being sung by a choir of dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer with wings can fly.
And so we'll offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said
many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry
Natty Cole, Nat King Cole, the comparable two, no longer with us, but their music is. The Christmas Song, Merry Christmas to You, was done by Hallmark Cards back in 1998. The Christmas Song, commonly subtitled Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, or as I was originally entitled, Merry Christmas to You, is a classic Christmas song written in 1944 by musical composer and vocalist Mel Torme and Bob Wells. And that's according to Torme, the song was fantastic. It's a remarkable song in the sense that their songs, when you hear around Christmas time, it also feels like Christmas because of their singing it. And maybe somewhere down later on in the program, I may bring somebody else back to sing that particular song. But one of the greatest singers, female singers of all time, to me, was a young lady, or that she's no longer with us. Her name is Ella Fitzgerald. And here's her rendition of the Christmas song. I take it back, she's singing something else. Moonlight in Vermont.
Falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
They sing down the highway and travel each
bend in the road.
People who meet in this romance setting are so hypnotized.
Christmas song was, the album is called Christmas Songs. And that was the last song on that particular album. That was the great Ella Fitzgerald, one of my people that I always found to be so fascinating a voice when being utilized actually does quite a bit in terms of really letting you know something about what she's capable of doing. Now, to follow up on that, you know, Ella Fitzgerald passed on, you know, she was about 84, 83 years old from sugar diabetes. But I'm going to let you hear something this when she was very, very old. Or no, I don't think we're going to. Well, let's see what's going to happen from this particular one. I think it is Ella Fitzgerald with Nancy Wilson. But because, you know, both of them, Nancy I knew. And as a matter of fact, I knew from the last album, Natalie Cole, because she was up at the University of Massachusetts when I was there.
Sometimes the English language seems insufficient when one gives praise to an artist of this stature. So here to extend our tribute to Miss Ella Fitzgerald with one of her favorite songs are Miss Nancy Wilson and Mr. Al Jarreau.
A casket, a brown and yellow basket. I sent a letter to my mama, and the way I dropped it.
I dropped it. I know it's got to be a rock, but right now my basket can't be
mine. I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girl, he picked it up and put it in her pocket.
She was looking on down the avenue without a single thing to do.
She went pick, 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 all around. And then she spied her on the ground.
Join us in honoring an American treasure, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nancy and Al. And thank all of you beautiful people in the ACP and those that voted. This is such a great honor, such a thrill, with all the talent that we've had here tonight. Aren't you proud of them? I am. And so thank Thank you, and I'm so proud to be in class with all of these younger ones coming up. They ain't going to leave me behind. I'm learning how to rap. And I don't know what else to say but to say thank you. They told me to sing something. The only thing I know that I could do, I haven't rehearsed it for that. Of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the answer.
Nancy Wilson. Yeah, that was Nancy Wilson and Ella Fitzgerald and Al Jarreau, all who are no longer with us. In that particular song, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, she was in her mid to early 80s. And you can tell that she had lost a lot of weight and that the diabetes was messing with her sense. 2 years later after that, she had her legs amputated, and then she passed on, always wanting to get out back there and to perform again, but it never happened. That was an award that she received back in the 1980s. It was 1988. It was the 20th NAACP Image Award in 1988, and it was an amazing performance by Al Jarreau and Nancy Wilson, who did an excellent job. They always were great. We lost both of them last year, and they both gave an outstanding performance who I think, you know, I have the utmost respect for Al Jarreau, who his ability, his creative knack was so extremely interesting that you'd have to really sit down and pay close attention to everything that this man did. He was such a remarkable person. Let's listen to some other stuff. You heard Ella when she was younger, and then you heard her Ella near the end of her life. And we're going to move on to a confirmation. I'm constantly liking to do some music by new artists, and this one is actually not a new artist. The gentleman is one of my homeboys who lived and worked in Connecticut. Jazz artist Jackie McLean, a very good friend of my mother's. And so we're going to go on and listen to Jackie McLean.
Mr. Jackie McLean, the professional.
Thank you.
That was Confirmation, a song written by Charlie Parker, and played by Sandio and Jackie McLean. Hurst on the, I think Hurst was playing the bass, and Washington was playing the drums. That was a song that was recorded some time ago at a jazz festival. But more importantly, it was redone again on April 24th, 2009. Jackie left us just before Billy Taylor. Jackie McLean, my mother took classes with Jackie McLean and became very good friends of his and his wife. I met his wife when I was in Hartford, working in Hartford, Dolly McLean. Very, very knowledgeable and very respectable young lady then, but still fantastic. We're going to come back after and maybe do a Christmas song again, and I haven't decided who I'm going to pull up, but let's see, maybe this guy right here, who I think most of you have heard of before, but he's probably singing something that... that I would love to sing myself, Michael Bublé. I'm having him sing the same thing that we heard before by Natalie Cole and her father. Michael Bublé is still alive, so let's give a listen to this gentleman who has mastered the voice that Sinatra type had.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, your tie carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow may find it hard to sleep tonight when all the sand is on its way. He's made it lots of times. Every mother's child, mother's sky, to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this sympathy. The kids from 1 to 9 or 2, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the fantasy the kids from 1 to 9. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
that was a great, fantastic singing of Michael Bublé, a person who I consider to be one of the giants today in the field of modern music. He, to me, represents so much of what was done back in the day. And what I find so remarkable about this Bublé, he one minute sounds like himself, the next minute he sounds like Bing Crosby, then sometimes he sounds like Frank Sinatra. We've lost both of those people, but through this particular young man, and I say young, he's in his late 30s, early 40s, if he continues to sing the way he sings, he might just eclipse both of those particular singers. This is another song that I love. This guy is no longer with us. His name is Bruce Lavandras, and he's singing Have Yourself a Merry Christmas.
Let your heart be light. From now on, I trust me out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make a Yuletide gay.
Luther Vandross, have yourself a Merry Christmas. I got on this Christmas kick because not so much that I felt it was necessary, but I felt to let you have an opportunity to hear some different renditions of Christmas that will help you usher in Christmas because of the what it actually represents. Christmas represents to me the birth of Christ. And to me, I just feel that there are so many people who know how to express it in their music because what they're giving you is Christ-like. Even though the songs may not say it, Have Yourself a Little Merry Christmas is a song that is telling you what you should be feeling while you're experiencing the birth of Jesus Christ. Have Yourself a Merry Christmas is a song introduced by Julie Garland. Julie Garland in 1944, MGA, or MGM, music, Me at St. Louis. It was for Frank Sinatra, later recorded a version with modified lyrics, which has become more common than the original. The song was written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. We're going to listen to somebody else, if you don't mind. And I probably will not have to tell you too much about this particular person. Let's give a listen.
At Christmas, when won't be boys playing with mom like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no world when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to me. Someday the world will be men are free. Maybe not as hard for you and me, but someday Christmas time.
Song by Stevie Wonder, if you didn't catch his voice. It's a much younger Stevie Wonder. He was put us in his teen. He was a teenager at that particular time. The song's called Someday at Christmas, recorded in 1966. Written by a young man by the name, two of them, Ron Miller and Byron Wells were the producers of that particular song. You don't hear that much of, but it was first recorded back in 1966 by none other than the great Stevie Wonder. We're going to listen to another particular person, a younger version of all the things that are going on. Let's listen. Don't Know Why, Yoham Kim and Friends. Sixteen years old.
예. 로라 존스의 Don't Know I를 들려드리겠습니다.
He was at the keyboard, of course. That was live concert that he did. That was that long ago, and this year, young man is only still a teenager, and has been playing for quite some time now. And what we're going to try to do is pull up some more music, because the person who best typifies what he does and that Johan does is a gentleman, a kid by the name of Joey Alexander. And we're going to pull him up now and let's listen to him. What a fantastic artist. Well, I guess I went past the time of dealing with that, and I apologize. That's the first mistake I made today. Let's see if I can pull it back up. Yeah, here we go. So interesting how things can come and go so fast. Instead of let's listen to some more Christmas music, something that might be worthwhile listening to. Check this out.
Night, holy night.
That was the Temptations, Silent Night. It was a Gordy recording done in 1980, some time ago. The original Temptations, or some of them, I think about every one of them, the original except for one, has passed on. But there's nothing we could do about that. But Christmas would not be Christmas if we did not hear this gentleman right here sing. And let's listen to him sing now. I don't think we have to. And I wanted to hear Johnny Mathis, but he pulled somebody else up. Let's
see. Night, the stars are bright and shining. The night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error lying, till He appeared and the soul found its worth.
for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Done with your host, Dr. Dean. And finally, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Johnny Mathis finishing up on Oh Holy Night. Have a nice weekend, y'all.